Welcome back. Please have a seat, everyone. We're going to rearrange things just slightly. Oh, first of all, I've picked a wonderful time to start losing my voice, so I'm glad I'm not speaking or preaching today. In just a moment, Brian Ellison will come forward to talk about the work of Covenant Network, but Tricia Dykers Koenig will be speaking at our closing plenary, which is just very brief at the end of the day. And thank you for, where's Brian? Oh. Thank you for that remarkable sermon and message for us. And I'll let you say a few words about Covenant Network.
Thank you so much, Todd. Thank you, all of you, for being here. I cannot tell you how important it is that we be able to look each other in the eye, to shake hands and exchange hugs, whether we're speaking of the Covenant Network in all its manifestations around the country, or the breadth of theological and congregational membership and diversity that is present here today. This is the Covenant Network at its best. This gathering is putting the covenant, that is our commitment to one another, and the network, the fact that this is a web of relationships, you are giving the meaning of our name its fullness today. And so I cannot thank you enough for being here. Todd has already recognized my colleague, Tricia Dykers Koenig, and she'll be up here later today sharing a little bit about our work on the marriage amendment that I know is on the agenda of all three of the presbyteries in Oklahoma in the next few months. I want to start by sharing my connection to Oklahoma. It's sort of a tenuous connection, I have to admit, but Kansas City, where I'm from, I live in Kansas City, I've been there for 15 years, we are known, of course, for our barbecue. Kansas City barbecue is a point of pride, which is sinful, but that's okay. We are duly proud of the quality of barbecue in Kansas City. There is an argument in Kansas City over where to find the best barbecue. Some of you may even have a side in that debate, and that we're inclusive here. We welcome all of the perspectives on that. But that's a special chapter we have available. But one place that it has a very strong, not maybe the largest, but a strong devoted following is a place at the corner of 43rd and Mission Road called Oklahoma Joe's. You guys know Oklahoma Joe's. I see a lot of nodding heads. Oklahoma Joe's first location was in Stillwater. Who's here from Stillwater? I know there's a few of you. Very good. 1986, they opened a store. I guess it closed in 1997. But they had a location by then in Kansas City, Kansas. And this location is always doing good business. It's in a gas station. People line up starting at about 11 a.m., but if you don't get there till noon, there's a good chance you're going to wait in the 100-degree heat or the snow outside as the line wraps around the gas station to go get your barbecue. And it's amazing. The hallmark dish of Kansas City barbecue is burnt ends. Now, I was in Memphis last Saturday at the regional conference there. They don't have burnt ends in Memphis barbecue. I had to explain what burnt ends are. But you all know that burnt ends are when they take the meat off the end, usually the end of the brisket, the meat that's maybe a little fattier, maybe a little tougher, not the meat that would be considered prime, but instead of throwing it away, they smoke it for longer. They marinate it a little more richly. And by the time they take it off, it has cooked into this caramely, crisp outside and tender on the inside. Are you hungry for lunch yet? I'm sorry about that. And what has emerged as something that's really worth waiting for. Something that wasn't good has become not just good, but amazing. I feel like the work of the Covenant Network is actually in a place not so different from that, as we have understood our call to work in the church since 1997. We have been working with policies that to those of us at the Covenant Network felt like were unjust, were keeping people out of ministry, we're not extending the full hospitality of the gospel to all of God's children, and have been working, waiting, some ups and downs, some fat and gristle along the way, but to a place where today, Well, a lot of the work is done, but not completely, because I'll tell you, there's one thing about burnt ends. If they don't cook long enough, it's just a bad piece of meat. It's not good. It only is good when it's really done. And I don't think our work is done yet. Those of you who've gathered here today because you've been supporting the Covenant Network's work for a long time, I want to encourage and commend to you that our work continues. It's work perhaps not as much about winning votes at General Assembly as it once was when we were debating ordination year after year, but it's work that is important nonetheless. It's the work of engaging in meaningful conversations. It's the work of coming to presbytery meetings, coming to session meetings, coming to our sisters and brothers, including those who hold different views, and speaking thoughtfully, listening carefully, and figuring out how we can not only be church together, but be church together without avoiding the issues, allowing the issue to be the place where we might unearth a new discovery about God's grace, about what God can do with us together. And so we continue to work for the opportunity for God's people, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, to be welcomed and ordained in those places where their gifts qualify them for a particular call. We continue to work to see marriage open to all people, not just in society, which clearly is happening in many places, but here in the church, a place where members who love each other, who want to commit to be mutually supportive and live in sacrificial love together, would find that relationship honored in their communities of faith, in the places that they've been called to serve. And to that end, the Covenant Network continues to equip congregations and individuals for those conversations. Just this week, I'm very excited to announce, if you go to our website, you will find links to a series of videos, four videos featuring Mark Ochtemeyer. You're getting a sneak preview of those videos by listening to his talk here today. But if you want to share them with others, you'll have that opportunity in 15 to 20 minute segments that could easily work as part of an adult education class or a small group Bible study that considers what he says, turns to the scriptures, and has conversation together about where God is calling us to go. We continue to do that work through these regional conferences. This is number 3 out of 7 that we are holding all over the country, mostly not in our old strongholds of New York and Chicago and the Twin Cities, but in places like Tulsa and Memphis and Baton Rouge, Springfield, Illinois, places where maybe some people have never even heard of the Covenant Network before, but who are getting involved for the first time. We are having conversations, even at the highest levels of our organizations, with folks who represent other views other than our own, trying to demonstrate to the church that it is possible to be church together. I'm flying from here. I actually will have to step out as soon as the plenary session this morning is over. I'm going to the airport, flying to Pittsburgh, and on Tuesday, I'll be addressing Donegal Presbytery, which is in Lancaster, the middle of Pennsylvania, where they're at their presbytery meeting. They are having me and having a leader from the fellowship community, Paul Detterman, speak together, present jointly to the presbytery about our respective views, but also about our belief that we can hold those views while still being faithful Presbyterians together without diminishing the disagreement, without saying that the issue isn't important, but still honoring one another and affirming each other's faith. And so I'm excited at the things that are happening with the Covenant Network and throughout the Presbyterian Church. I hope you are too, and I hope that you'll consider getting involved, whether it's through your church, through you as an individual. I hope you'll consider praying for this work because it's important. It's spiritual work. It's not just about classes and brochures and videos. It's about changing hearts and minds, and all of us need to have our hearts and our minds changed. If you do want to know more, there is a brochure that was available at the registration table. I'm sure there will be more if you didn't get one. If you want to support the work financially, as Todd graciously mentioned, there are envelopes there, and there's a basket I see now on the table. And if you want to know more, you can always call Tricia, you can call me. Our numbers are in that brochure. We are always open for conversation about what's ahead for the church and what's ahead for the Covenant Network and how we can be supporting your effort to work toward a church as generous and as just as God's grace. It's a privilege to be with you. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you to Todd and to the church and all of you who are on the host committee for making this day possible. You've been a blessing to me this day, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
I want to introduce to you David Maxwell. David is works with the Thoughtful Christian, works with the publishing company, and was the editor and is the editor of Mark's book. And I've asked him to introduce Mark for us. David.
I was glad to hear Brian's connection with Tulsa. Growing up in Tulsa, my connection, only thing I knew and still know about Kansas City is that everything's up to date in Kansas City. I hope it still is. What's that? So thank you for this last minute opportunity to introduce our keynote speaker. A little word of personal privilege as well. I grew up in Tulsa. So as Brian was describing his church also in Seattle, memories came back. I grew up in John Knox Church. Part of my family is here. Pat Lucy was one of, Mrs. Lucy was one of my Sunday school teachers at some point. And when I was in college at OU, Bob Mosier was here, and I actually dropped out for a semester thinking about what really was my vocation, and it was coming to this church. I came here, it was empty during the weeks when I would come and visit Bob Mosier, and he would just sit and talk to me about what eventually became discerned as a call to ministry in this building, even though I really never worshiped here. But I always had a very good feeling about this place. So how cool to be standing up here now. Years later, I'm working at Westminster John Knox Press. I'm one of the editors there for the Westminster John Knox, Geneva Press, and also the Thoughtful Christian. What I learned about publishing, I've only been in this for about 10 years as an editor, is that if you really want a good book, you don't just go through piles of manuscripts that people send to you. You think as a group of what people are wanting to read, and you find an author to write it. And so as same-sex marriage and as this issue really took a change of course slowly in our denomination, we were talking about for a while about what kind of book we could publish that might capture the moment. And as soon as we sort of thought about what that would be and started tossing out names, Mark Ochtemeyer was just the name. I mean, if we could get Mark Ochtemeyer to write something. Mark, if you don't know him, is a very well-established and respected theologian. Taught at Dubuque for years. And watching him, as some other members of the Peace, Unity, and Purity Task Force, kind of changed their position on some of this stuff and become more, you were always friendly, but more approachable on this issue. Wow, we pounced when Mark was, you said he was willing to write on this issue. And he did it really well. And I work with a lot of authors, and I can say it's always a pleasure to, and I know it's going to be a good book when the author is as humble, faithful, and honest with what they write. So it's been a pleasure to work with you on this book. It is for sale for $10, just flat. I think that's cheaper than you can get on Amazon. I'll be selling it with credit cards, cash, check. And Mark is willing to sign it at lunch time if you would like that. So, Mark, we look forward to what you have to say.